Some days test your limits. The sweat, the push, it all takes its toll. But you're not a quitter. You rise. Fit Sports Drink gives you the edge. Packed with electrolytes for hydration and antioxidants to fight fatigue. Fit by Vatra. Fit for life. The news on Kumbon Radio is brought to you by Fit Sports Drink. Fit by Vatra. Fit for life.
Kumbon with Kumbon Radio News. Kumbon at 6:30 hours.
12:45.
And at 18:50, Kumbon Radio 94.9 is Kumbon. Hakuna Kulala.
The headlines on Kumbon Radio.
Reports on suspected lion footprints in Mukushi Falls. In African news, Liberian government indicts a former foreign minister and others. Present the news. My name is Blessed Chua. Mukushi District Commissioner Jonathan Kapungwe has called on residents to remain calm following reports of suspected lion footprints in parts of the district. The call comes in the wake of growing concerns among members of the public after footprints believed to be those of the lion were reportedly seen in some communities within Mukushi. Speaking through District Administrative Officer Lucy Chilanga during a District Disaster Management Committee meeting, Mr. Kapungwe assured residents that the Department of National Parks and Wildlife, DNWP, has been dispatched to investigate the reports. He explained that preliminary investigations by DNPW revealed no evidence of lions in the area, but instead the footprints were identified as those of a monkey, which had been mistaken for a lion by some residents. Mr. Kapungwe expressed concern that misinformation and panic could interfere with the smooth coordination of the disaster response and wildlife monitoring activities. He emphasized that unverified rumors not only cause a fear, but can also divert resources that would otherwise be used for genuine emergencies. He added that the community must avoid spreading unconfirmed claims and instead rely on official communication from relevant government departments. Interweave Solutions, a USA international organization in collaboration with a local Kapirimponshi-based organization, Veneer Consultant Services, has been instrumental in empowering young people with entrepreneurial skills and in mental health awareness counseling. Interweave Solutions has in this vein empowered over 184 students drawn from across the selected schools who has since graduated in entrepreneurship and mental health counseling programs. Interweb Solutions National Ambassador Reynard Mwinga expressed happiness that the graduation ceremony reflects a remarkable moment as it is aimed to complement government's development agenda through such initiatives by building capacity in young people while enabling them to effectively contribute positively to the country's social and economic development. Mr. Mwinga made the remarks at the first graduation ceremony organized by Interweb Solutions at Kapirimponshi Day Secondary School.
So, being based in Kapirimponshi, I thought we should start from Kapirimponshi.
Kapirimpongshi District Commissioner Francis Hasalama, who was the guest of honor, was delighted, noting that such an event signifies a transformative, a positive dimension, considering that learners have been equipped with essential skills required to apply in their daily lives.
Master of Business in Entrepreneurship, MBS, and Mental Health Wellness. These programs align with District Development Board, focusing on economic empowerment and social well-being. I commend Interwave Solutions International for their commitment to fostering talent and equipping individuals with the knowledge and skills.
And among the graduates who underwent training was a 65-year-old Jonathan Ngoma, who applauded Interwave Solutions for coming up with such an empowerment initiative package by providing knowledge necessary for the betterment of the community, stressing that mental health matters have for long been overlooked.
Mental health is really very important. We are having all these situations of murder, rape cases and all these things because of mental problems. So this organization, it has brought relief as we disseminate information, help the young ones from the grassroots so that we help them do away with bad vices. As a result, this may bring at least a solution to these problems which we are facing now. Because mental health is not like these other illnesses like malaria.
Minister of Local Government and Rural Development Permanent Secretary for Technical Services, Nicholas Piri, has commended the Kito City Council for its impressive utilization of the Constituency Development Fund, CDF. Mr. Piri tells Comban Radio News that the council achieved a 69% utilization rate of CDF resources in the quarter which ended in March 2021, with some areas reaching as high as 99%. He noted that the council recorded 100% performance across all four constituencies. Mr. Piri praised the council's achievement, citing exemplary leadership and dedication. Authorities in Mukushi have intensified efforts to ensure the protection and welfare of children following recent incidents of abuse and neglect. District Administrative Officer Lucy Kabaye revealed that the child who was abandoned last week will be taken to Bethany Orphanage for proper care and support. Ms. Kabaye emphasized that the district is committed to safeguarding vulnerable children and urged community members to report any suspected cases of child abuse to relevant authorities. In a related development, a 5-year-old girl who was allegedly burned by her father over alleged bedwetting is currently receiving treatment in hospital. She added that investigations are ongoing to locate the child's biological mother.